I don't think we've ever seen that before. Wanted to make sure it was saying something we believe in, because you never know. There are a lot of good songs that are really wrong. And the dawn shall turn in the day, and the day shall turn in the night, and God's good kingdom will come to earth, because the earth's going to get so good that God's kingdom's just going to descend. That's not even close to being biblically correct. If that was teaching that the Lord's Supper was teaching that we go to heaven because we take the Lord's Supper, then that would be incorrect too. We take the Lord's Supper because we're wanting to be obedient by doing it to remember what God's taught us. So, congregation, you may be seated. And we'll get through this quickly today, but it's a good thing. We do this four times a year, the communion. The bread that is made here is a symbol of the body that was broken for us. The wine, the juice that we serve, is a symbol of the blood that was shed. I believe that's precisely what it is and what it means. And I think the relevance of it is for us to do in remembrance of Him. Like He says in the Bible, this do in remembrance of me. You remember what I did for you, both body and blood that was broken and shed just for you. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, there's a passage of scripture that's read in there with regard to this. As Paul is writing to the churches in Corinth, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread. And when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." And Gene, would you pray for us, sir?
Dear Lord, thank you for the chance that we have right now to examine our lives and to remember the price that was paid for our salvation. We thank you for that salvation. In name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And when he gave thanks, he broke and said, "Take heed, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." And at the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, not if you drink it, in remembrance of me." May we pray for us now.
Lord, as we pause here today to remember what you've done for us, we thank you for giving your Son that we as humans would never do, for allowing us a recompense to a holy God which we could never pay for. We remember these things that you have done for us, God, and we ask that you would enlighten us so we may live better for you. In Christ's name, amen. And after the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament of my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Amen. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come again. Amen. I appreciate the church when we do this. You don't have to be a member of the church to take our communion. But you need to be a believer, someone who's trusted in Christ, because then when we take the communion, we remember what he did for us. It caused us to be able to know him as our Savior. Let's all stand. Nice to have everyone here today. Have a good day. Bible study in 4 hours and 49 minutes. I'll be downstairs. Marvin, would you close the word of prayer, sir?
Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come and worship you, to hear and read your word, and to partake in this breaking of the bread and the drinking of the cup in remembrance of what you and your son did for all mankind, if they only would believe. In Jesus' name, amen.